Hello, and thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of November, 2024. Happy Wednesday to you. It's National I Get to Reclaim My Text Message List Day. Of course, I just made that up, but I'm definitely celebrating that today. Gotta say, I've been voting absentee for years, but this election taught me you might just get text message spammed into oblivion about returning your ballot. Fair warning. How about National I Can Go Back to Watching YouTube Without Wanting to Claw My Own Eyes from Political Ads Day? Interestingly enough, it's also International Stress Awareness Day today. I think that is a message to us from the rest of the developed world about what they think about our slow-motion train wreck of American presidential campaign politics. And they're not freaking wrong. Speaking of, we have a lot of ground to cover, and I'm already behind schedule, having fallen down a couple of time burning rabbit holes today, so let's not delay the inevitable and jump into some news together. Let's dial right into the election aftermath with the state legislator, what it used to look like, and where it sits now. First, the Senate, which is made up of 33 seats. Last session, there were 22 Republicans and 11 Democrats, which made a two-third majority and the ability to override a governor's veto along party lines. That is now gone because four seats have flipped to the Democrats. The balance is now 18 to 15. And granted, today is a day that plenty of Republicans throughout the U.S. are doing touchdown victory dances. Democrats have reason to celebrate too, because this puts them ahead of where they realistically were expecting to be. In 2026, they will only need to be half as successful and flip two seats for majority control of the Wisconsin State Senate. Over in the Assembly, you've got some more of the same story. Republicans used to hold 64 of the 99 seats, and granted, results still aren't 100% final as of this recording. However, unless some unexpected surprises happen, the Republicans, while they'll still have a majority, I counted that they'll be down 9 seats with a count of 55 to 44. The Assembly Democrats put out a release saying that they gained 10. Either way, a significant shift, still a comfortable lead for the Republicans, and for control, but with less margin of error. What will be interesting is whether or not there will be budget items of the budget overall or issues that have a tougher time getting through. There have already been people going rogue from the majority party line from time to time. And now there could be some folks taking advantage of an opening to play politics or demand tit-for-tat support on other issues. Maybe the Senate to the legislature, maybe within the party or across party lines. Either way, I'm wondering if the budget is going to be a more drawn-out, tortured process. Like they always say, hope for the best, but plan for the reality of new legislative maps. In other news, in talking about International Stress Awareness Day, how many political pollsters and pundits are yet again covertly updating their resumes today? I mean, seriously, political polling has securely replaced the meteorologist for being the punchline in jokes about not needing to be any good at your job and getting stuff wrong without consequences. And at this point, Wisconsin has to be giving ulcers to all these national pollsters. 2 years ago, we had a split ticket with Tony Evers winning the governor's race and Ron Johnson winning the Senate race. Jump ahead. And we have another split ticket with Donald Trump winning and Tammy Baldwin the presumptive winner of her Senate seat. We are a purple mess, and it is driving them nuts. Meanwhile, you know who loves these split tickets and is doing end zone celebration dances? All the locally owned legacy media in Wisconsin, radio and television sales reps, and their general managers. If it's purple, that means it's close. And for them, at least with this last election, all the October ad revenue they sold will carry their entire quarter, and then next year, they just have to hold on and scrape by because 2 years from now, while it won't be a presidential campaign type dollars, there will be a big chunk of money spent on the governor's race, the district attorney's race, the Senate races, along with another holy grail of money magnets, the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Combined together, each of these high stakes races will equal more than the sum of their parts. Aren't we lucky? And don't say I didn't warn you. And finally, I do eventually give up on the infinite rabbit hole of trying to find out how many ballot referenda passed. There were 139 school referenda listed on the DPI website alone, and a bunch of them weren't updated. And there are also other municipal referenda out there as well. So at a certain point, I did give up, but I did find enough info to see a few trends. First off, there were two flavors of referenda. First was to get voter permission for issuing debt, which means getting money by selling municipal bonds. Flavor number two is to raise property taxes. Of the 56 that were going to sell bonds, they all passed except seven. Of the next 53 that I tracked down before I cried uncle, voters gave the okay to add another increase to property taxes. 37 passed and 16 failed. That is definitely opposite of the trends that we've been seeing up to this point. Overall, the approval rates on school referenda were slowly and consistently declining and declining and got down to a 60% approval rate statewide. But now it jumped back up to almost 70% approval rate for property tax increases, and 88% of the municipal bond referenda were approved. I really expected the trend to continue, which it didn't, and honestly, it's making me feel as confused as all those pollsters because it doesn't seem to make sense. If you oversimplify the presidential election results, it was a statement about unhappiness with the economy and discontent with the new normal of the financial burden we're all living with. However, in spite of having less money in our pockets, we increased our collective financial burdens in Wisconsin by a couple billion dollars of taxes beyond all the tax increases we've already had to swallow. We will have to see how this all plays out based on this universal wisdom with elections. You get what you signed up for, which isn't necessarily better schools. We simply signed up to give them more money. Maybe you also have the hope that it will impact student success, but in reality, those odds seem just about as random as believing the pollsters. And finally, in a post-election spirit, I give you some words of wisdom from Abraham Lincoln. Quote, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." Unquote. Hopefully, we have a chance to move on. This isn't the first presidential election where people are disappointed or happy, and it won't be the last. Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every ballot-casting corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.